Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out. Because I want to be a
cowboy, baby. I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Oh, hell yeah, let's do this. The Metal Cowboy reporting for duty. I am your fearless frontman, your humble host. Very excited to present this special Southern Fried edition of the show. Thanks to our sponsors, RFLRecords.com, Retroactive and Backstage Pass in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They're online at ShopRetroactive.com, HighVaultMusic.com, and GoGoTuners.com. To everyone listening online on the Patreon page at Ron Keel and on our awesome affiliate stations, thanks for giving me a chance to entertain you once again this week. And my special guest on this edition of the broadcast was part of that Florida guitar army, the Outlaws, in the 70s. Freddie Salem was on that epic Outlaws version of Ghost Riders. He's just released a vintage live album and CD full of those Outlaws classics we all know and love. I'm going to talk to him about all that and more in just a few minutes. You probably know I love that sweet Southern sound, which I proudly represent on the new Ron Keel Band album, South by South Dakota. The style, Southern rock, it blends multiple guitars, all those harmonies and extended solos with other instruments like keyboards, harmonica, dobro, slide guitar all over the place, songs that tell stories. And both the singers in this genre and the stories just seem to be larger than life. And just like heavy metal, Southern rock has evolved to mean anything that's a little redneck and a whole lot of rebel. Blackstone Cherry, our opening act this week, could be, and sometimes they are, classified as Southern rock. They're from Edmonton, Kentucky. They've toured with Skynyrd. And at some of these big Southern rock festival shows, Blackstone Cherry is one of those bands that represents the modern age of this style of music. I would love to party with these guys. And their current release, Human Condition, is simply the best new album I've heard all year long. Let's get this show on the road with Blackstone Cherry, In Love with the Pain.
I love the way
everybody. This is Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's right, baby, the one and only. And I am on the streets of rock and roll with Ron Keel.
Skynyrd, Last of a Dying Breed, on this Southern Rock special edition of the program. The classics are undeniable. Freebird, Three Steps, Sweet Home, all that. But I also really love the modern era Lynyrd Skynyrd music like that one. And of course, Red, White, and Blue, which was the first single from our album South by South Dakota earlier this year. The new single, Don't Misunderstand Me, featuring Jasmine Kane, has just launched with an exclusive video premiere at patreon.com/Ron Keel. Great concert clip. Enjoy that, and let us take you to the Sturgis Rally for 5 minutes with that new video. Now, Blackberry Smoke is probably the most well-known of the modern Southern rock bands. I definitely want to include them and the Allman Brothers on this week's playlist, and I can knock out both birds with this one shot off Smoke's new Live from Capricorn Studios album as they cover some favorites like this one. Here's Blackberry Smoke with Midnight Rider. So cool. Blackberry Smoke, Skinner, Blackstone Cherry, lots more where that came from, and just around the bend, my exclusive interview with Outlaws guitarist Freddie Salem. This portion of the show brought to you by Go-Go Tuners, gogotuners.com. These are the tuners the Ron Keel Band uses on tour. Big, beautiful, bright display, indestructible, and incredibly accurate. Go-Go Tuners. If you ain't in tune, you ain't shit. Back after this. The highly anticipated rock anthem of 2021 has arrived. The Dead Daisies return with Like No Other off the chart-topping album, Holy Ground. Glenn Hughes, Doug Aldrich, David Lowe, and Tommy Klepetos unleash Like No Other
2021.
Get the album, Holy Ground, now. And request Like No Other 2021 on your rock station. And check out tour dates kicking off June 23rd at thedeaddaisies.com. Holy Ground, Like No Other 2021. The Dead Daisies 2021 is about to get louder.
To announce that the governor of Ohio is allowing fairs and festivals to happen this spring and summer. Cool.
It's the 2021 Smokin' Country Saloon Bike Rally, May 28th through June 6th in Bloomville, Ohio, featuring national recording artist Texas Hippie Coalition.
Come on,
Lillian.
We are the children.
The Ron Keel Band.
Don't misunderstand.
AC/DC tribute band Back in Black. Montana, and more. The 2021 Smokin' Country Saloon Bike Rally. 9 days of rockin', camping, food, and fun. All in one place. Cole Farms in Bloomville, Ohio. 150 acres to explore, complete with volleyball courts, burnout pits,
and the area's largest stage.
Bands, bikes, adult beverages, and more. Special ticket deals are happening now. Go to smokincountryconcert.com or charge by phone at 419-689-6613. The 2021 Smokin' Country Saloon Bike Rally. May 28th through June 6th. Cole Farms, Bloomville, Ohio.
Anything But Pink by Renee Keel. An honest and gritty story of one couple's experience surviving and thriving during and after breast cancer.
Writing Anything But Pink is a way for me to share this message to all who read our story.
Now available at reneekeel.com. Also available as an ebook for Kindle and Nook. Anything But Pink.
Stay positive, find the bright side, and choose happy.
Anything But Pink. Please.
You're riding shotgun with the Metal Cowboy on the streets of rock and roll.
So now I feel I'm getting that little thoughts I think about the reason. So I try to remember that I'm talking to myself. Things that I said, that things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner, I'm crowded in my room. People around me and I still feel alone. Just a bug that break that ground. So I'm a bad fool that got a fear for my eyes.
There goes another love song. Someone singing about me again.
Instead of war, I was already there. Eyes for the voice to whisper in my ear. There goes another love song. Someone singing about me again. There goes another love
singing about me again. There goes another love song.
There goes another love song, and there goes another Southern rock classic featuring my very special guest this week. He was a member of that Florida Guitar Army, former Outlaws guitarist Freddie Salem. Welcome to the streets of Southern rock and roll.
Well, yeah, Ronnie, thank you so much. This is exciting. On the streets of Southern rock and roll.
It's exciting for me and for our listeners as well. You've just released this new live CD DVD package live at Rock Palast 1981. Congratulations, by the way. Why did it take so long, and why is now the right time to make this show available to us?
Well, I was approached about a year ago when I was in London by a German company, MIG. And they contacted me to reissue this product. I said, well, let me see if I can find some footage on it and see where we're at. Because, of course, the production in 1981, was a board mix, so on and so forth. But it looked good enough. And the Germans, don't put it past them. Their technology for this is pretty good. Well, it took me a year to put the whole thing together. Contact everybody I needed to contact. Unfortunately, Huey Thomason and Billy Jones had passed.
Yeah.
Monty was not on that show. So I commandeered David Dix, the drummer, and I couldn't find anybody's wives or anything to share in the royalties, if any, which I think it's doing pretty good right now. But it took quite a while. It took quite a while to get this together. Then there was the remastering process for the audio, the redigitizing process for the visual, the liner notes, so on and so forth, the packaging. So it was a year-long project before MIG launched. It was supposed to be out a couple months earlier, but the COVID kind of put a damper on that.
I hear you. Well, it's out now. It's out now, and it's available for everyone on Amazon, iTunes, and all the usual outlets. And I've listened to the album, and as a lifelong Southern rock fan, Freddie, I love it. Your record company is sending me the DVD, but I haven't received that yet. What can I expect to see when I pop this thing into the player and onto my TV that's different than what we've already seen on YouTube?
Well, you're going to see a much more clearer picture of the visual, and like I said, they redigitized the visual part of it and remastered the audio, and you'll see the second tenure of the Outlaws in full-blown turbo motion on the stage in Lorelei.
Awesome.
Outside of Frankfurt, Germany, about an hour and a half. And it was a special show, Ron, for us because we went and we rehearsed the night before in Frankfurt. Next day we drove on. The show was Outlaws and Thin Lizzy and 38 Special.
What a bill.
And Thin Lizzy were dear friends of ours. They toured with us in the States about a year and a half previously, and they were opening for us And they did Cape Cod Coliseum, Lenox, Mass, so on and so forth in the summertime. But we became fast friends. And also, as a music patriarch, you know their twin guitar. They always had twin guitar attacks in their songs with Scotty Gorham and Gary Moore.
Yeah, that's right.
So they loved the Outlaws, and we loved them. So we were on the show with them. It was at Lorelei. Rock Palace came in, filmed, and recorded. And Lorelei was the most, one of the most beautiful natural amphitheaters, probably 20 to 20,000 people, and it was right on the banks, practically, of the Rhine River. And overlooking from the stage, it looked like a giant tapestry. But the whole day was very, very, very special. And we got to see our friends, and I headed off through Europe after that. But Rock Palace has been Rock Palace has been an entity for years. And did you happen to do a Rock Palace show yourself at any point?
I did not, but that was your first show in Germany ever, right?
Yeah, we've been to Europe, but we have not been to Germany for some odd reason. And then we went back and back, and maybe about three times overseas. Germany was always special. München, Stuttgart, Nuremberg,
oh, yeah.
Frankfurt. And one of the reasons, besides the German residents, natives, there was always a huge contingent of U.S. servicemen in the audience because of the so many bases throughout mm-hmm. Germany. So it was a great time to go there.
That's right. And you know, Southern Rock still has a huge loyal following in Europe. What do you think this style of music, which is even named for the Southern United States, I mean, there's no such thing as Western Rock or Northern Rock. Why does Southern Rock still resonate with fans all over the world?
Europe in general, from the UK to Holland to Switzerland to Germany to France, they love the roots American music. And Southern Rock is as roots as you can get. And but all forms, R&B, jazz, Southern Rock, blues is huge there. When blues is kind of waning in the United States, the listeners are aging. But over there, it never goes away, and Southern Rock is in that category. It's they see it as American roots music, and they love it.
Well, that's awesome, man. I am myself proud to be a very small thread in that tapestry, having worked with Henry Paul and Ed King and some of these other Southern Rock legends, and now having Freddie Salem on my radio show. How cool is this? What's your relationship like with Henry Paul and the current lineup of the Outlaws?
There's no correspondence, but I do follow them. I do talk to their manager, I'm so tied up here in Los Angeles and travel so much with my session troupe, and that's what I do. I'm a union session player for the union and film and television. And sometimes a recording artist, but they send us all over from Tokyo to London to Vancouver, British Columbia, to the Bay Area, to wherever, to New York.
Wow, too cool. You're still living the dream, man. You're still traveling the world, playing guitar in all these unique and special situations. Good for you. I was going to talk about that. What you're doing now is important as well. The Facebook page is Freddie Salem Lone Wolf, and that Lone Wolf brand is featured on your website, freddie-salem.com. What's going on with Lone Wolf and your other projects here in the 21st century?
Lone Wolf is almost done. Freddie Salem and Lone Wolf album, Black Cloud Rising, and it's a 2.5 year effort. I have taken extreme time with this. I don't want it to come out just to put it out.
Yeah.
and sell 2,000 units. I'm used to selling big numbers.
I get it.
And I want to go out guns a-blazing.
I can't wait to hear this Lone Wolf project and hopefully premiere it on my radio show and get you back when it does come out. Before the interview, before we went on the air, you had mentioned that you actually knew who I was and you complimented our version of Ghost Riders on our new album, South by South Dakota. You guys made that song into a Southern rock anthem. You played on that session, man. Anything special you can tell me about that tune in particular?
Well, we were in the studio in Los Angeles, the record plant on when it was on, it's moved since, when it was on 3rd and La Cienega.
Yeah.
And at that point, we had stepped up the game a bit as far as a little more intense. We were kind of trying to shy away from the country rock thing for the past couple albums. We were having success with it on tour and because the intensity level rose tremendously. We changed our stage amplifiers from PVs and the Marshalls.
Yeah.
we were rocking, and Huey and Billy were right along with the program.
Uh-huh.
And, plus, it started to run. We started selling out big rooms like Madison Square Garden and the Spectrum and Long Beach Arena and the Forum and so on and so forth. So you can't argue with success, right?
Yeah.
And forget artistry. We need success. Huey really liked it. Huey was the finger out of the band. He was such an intense player in any genre of music. Well, we were in there, and we had chosen different types of producers at that point. A couple albums before, we used Mutt Lang. He produced Playing to Win. And on this album, we chose another hard rock producer who had pretty big success, and his name is Ron Nevison.
Oh, yeah.
Huey came up with the Ghost Riders idea, and Ron Nevison ran with it. It took us about 8 days to cut the bed track for that song. It just wasn't happening. Finally, after about 7-8 days, it hit, and Nevison knew it, and he was a taskmaster. He would not let anything slip to the wayside. If it wasn't absolutely on point, he would reject it right away. So he just kept massaging him. He brought in some great, great classic background Western background singers that I think a couple of them used to sing with Roy Rogers.
Wow.
And they did the backgrounds, and he brought in John Sinclair, the British keyboard player. That's how it all developed. Okay. The album went gold right away.
Yeah.
And it was a good memory of that time.
Indeed, and, man. Wow. And just to that, that's a career moment right there. But your resume is extremely impressive, Freddie. You've also worked with Barbara Streisand, Roberta Flack, the list goes on, as well as being an accomplished solo artist. By the way, I love that Rock Candy reissue of Cat Dance. My guest this week, Freddie Salem from the Outlaws. You're part of a very special fraternity of Southern rock royalty. The new album, Live at Rock Palace 1981, out now and available on Amazon, iTunes, and all the usual outlets. Thanks for your time and for your contribution to this great Southern rock culture. I've really enjoyed this.
Me too, Ron. I really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Freddie Salem on the streets of Southern rock and roll. Hey, this is Ron Keel from the Ron Keel Band, Steeler and Keel. And you got it, the right to shop at the coolest stores on the planet, specializing in all things 70s, 80s, and 90s. Retroactive and Retroactive Part 2 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and online at shopretroactive.com. And I'll be there with you to celebrate Retroactive's Sweet 16 Anniversary Celebration on Saturday, July 31st. That's right, the Metal Cowboy live in store at Retroactive. I'm going to play some music, take some photos, sign some autographs, basically shop all night and party all day.
music, movies, memorabilia, and more. Retroactive and Retroactive Part 2 have it all. Once again, I'm Ron Keel, and I can't wait to see you at Retroactive Saturday, July 31st. Visit shopretroactive.com. Experience rock in the fast lane with RFL Records. RFL is giving us great new music from Corners of Sanctuary,
Softcore Suicide,
and the debut full-length album from Jeff Carlson Band. Visit RFLRecords.com for all these great releases
and the RFL podcast, Talk in the Fast Lane.
Back on the streets of Southern rock and roll, how cool was that? Outlaws guitarist Freddie Salem taking us back to that Ghost Rider session, music and memories, and there's more, because Freddie and I talked for about 45 minutes. I'll feature that entire unedited conversation on a future edition of my podcast. Right now, let's get back to the music with rising star Corey Marks. This is not quite country, not quite hard rock. Some of my friends in radio are calling the style dark country. Sounds like modern Southern rock to me. And this one also features Mick Mars from Motley Crue, Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch, and Travis Tritt. And thank you, Corey Marks, for liking the tweet and retweeting it. This is Outlaws and Outsiders.
Got a gypsy soul, I'm a rebel and rogue, and I'm always on the run. With a fire inside, I ain't ever gonna die, I'm a locked and loaded gun. When the match is striking, the gasoline lights, it's only just begun. One thing I learned is you could watch it all burn, but the flame ain't.
A fearless heart and a taste for the other side. I was a crazy ass kid, all the shit I did, I'm amazed that I'm still alive.
They thought I'd change with a little bit of age, but you know I never will. Takes too much time to walk a straight line, I don't have time to kill.
Raise your fist up higher, you fighter.
Hey, this is Frank Hannon, and I'm on the streets of rock and roll with my friend Ron Keel. Crank it up.
Mm-hmm.
to play a slide guitar and sing her favorite songs. Made love going southbound on Highway 41. And then we stopped for the night and she was gone. Sweet, sweet southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, baby, please come back to me. Sweet, sweet southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, yeah, come back to me. Oh, come back to me. I heard a song on the radio and I heard her singing proud. I really love the way she sings, so I cranked it up real loud. That song was a love I knew just about a year ago. I wish I could hold her now, cause I'd never let her go. Sweet, sweet southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, baby, please come back to me. Sweet, sweet southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, smile, cause we were young, just a couple of kids on the road and running wild. I always knew she was gonna be a star someday, so I keep my Georgia girl right here in my heart. Sweet, sweet southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, baby, please come back to me. Southern sound, won't you come back around? Sweet southern melody, yeah, come back to me.
My buddy Frank Hannon with Sweet Southern Sound off his Gypsy Highway album. We heard classic Outlaws music and spoke to former guitarist Freddie Salem. Now, I want to salute Mr. Henry Paul, whose history with the Outlaws goes back to 1972 and continues to this day. Henry, often affectionately referred to as Hank, spent 3 days with us in Sioux Falls in 2015 producing our version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. That track appears on our album South by South Dakota. He's been a friend, a mentor, and an inspiration to me for a long time. Henry's deep appreciation for the history and the legacy of Southern rock can be heard in so many of his songs, like this one, the title track to the Outlaws' excellent 2012 release, It's About Pride.
Proud to be a part of something that started long ago. A southern band of brothers bound together by the road. Came from Georgia, Florida, Carolina, Tennessee. With gold guitars, tattoos, and scars straight from the heart of Dixie. In our rebel pride. It's about pride. It's about who we are. It's knowing where we've been and how we've come so far. From the colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. It's about pride. Forever on this town. From fire on the mountain to the voice that can't you see. The reason sweet home Alabama means so much to me. It's about pride. It's about who we are. It's knowing where we've been and how we've come so far. Colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. It's about like a faded southern uniform, hair is turned to gray. Now we play for all our heroes that we lost along the way. But the spirit of the faithful never let the music die. There's a brand new generation to carry on our battle cry and our rebel pride. It's about pride. It's about who we are. It's knowing where we've been and how we've come so far. From the colors that we fly down to all the reasons why we can't take away who we know we are inside. It's about pride.
It's About Pride, The Outlaws, featuring Henry Paul on the streets of Southern Rock and Roll. In Southern Rock, that long climb Mac Dick double time guitar solo usually means that's the finale. The show must be over, right? I had certainly intended on including some Ron Keel Band on the playlist this week, but I found out when we put the new album together, South by South Dakota, you just can't fit all the good stuff into an hour or even a week. So we'll plan for the inevitable sequel to this special Southern Rock edition of the show. Thanks to all of our affiliate stations. Find their links on the radio show page at ronkeel.com. Follow them on social media and listen to those stations at work, at home, on the road. Big thanks to Outlaws guitarist Freddie Salem for the interview.
Live the rock, Sheldon!